Listening Library presents Who Was Aretha Franklin? By Nico Medina. Read for you by Karen Chilton. Who Was Aretha Franklin? New Bethel Baptist Church on Hastings Street in Detroit, Michigan, was more than a church to its all-black congregation. To those who worshiped there, it was the center of their community, a safe space to praise the Lord with their friends and neighbors. Outside the church walls, the world could be cruel, a place where black people were often treated unfairly. But every Sunday, they gathered at New Bethel to hear the inspiring words of their passionate minister, Reverend C.L. Franklin. They also came for the music. One Sunday in 1952, Reverend Franklin's 10-year-old daughter, Aretha, sang her first solo. As a member of New Bethel Baptist Church's junior choir, Aretha had sung at Sunday services before, but only with the choir, never alone. The large church held 2,500 people. Not everyone could see Aretha, so she stood on a chair. When she opened her mouth to sing, everyone could hear her. Aretha sang her solo in Sealed to the Day of Redemption. The song is about a person whose life was a wreck until the day of redemption, the day when some Christians hope to meet Jesus in heaven. Aretha's voice soared. The congregation was moved. They felt the Spirit of the Lord in her voice. Amen, they called. They clapped their hands. They stomped their feet. They whooped and hollered. This is what gospel music, the music of the black church, is all about. Aretha had been hearing, singing, and living gospel music her whole life. The congregation's love fed Aretha's troubled soul. She had already been through terrible heartache in her young life. Months earlier, Aretha's mother had died of a heart attack. Perhaps Aretha thought of this as she sang, Soon Jesus will come, and he'll take me away. I'm going to live with the saints in glory someday. Aretha went on to experience more loss in her life, but she always had the special talent to channel her emotions into her soulful music. She became one of the most famous, beloved, and gifted singers in history, singing for presidents and royalty. Her songs bridged the divide between black and white popular music. Aretha, as the future Queen of Soul, inspired a generation to demand the rights and respect they deserved. Chapter 1. Daddy, the Jazz Preacher. Aretha Louise Franklin was born on March 25, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee. Her family called her Ree for short. She had three older siblings, a sister named Irma, a brother Cecil, and a half-brother Vaughn. Aretha's little sister Carolyn was born in 1944. Clarence LaVaughn, or C.L. Franklin, was Aretha's father. Reverend Franklin was a popular preacher known for his passionate sermons, the part of a church service that is most like a speech. Reverend Franklin was known as the man with the million-dollar voice. His powerful sermons incorporated speaking, shouting, and most important, singing. The Franklin children looked up to their daddy. He would always be a big influence in their lives. Born in 1915 in Mississippi, C.L. had the voice of a grown man by the time he was 10. C.L.'s mother, Rachel, who was called Big Mama, thought the world of him. C.L. read a lot when he was a young boy, and by the time he was 18, he was visiting other churches around the country, preaching as far away as Cleveland, Ohio. At 21, he married Barbara Siggers, Aretha's mother. Barbara was a gifted pianist and gospel singer. Like C.L., she had grown up in Mississippi. C.L. Franklin was among the first Black preachers to use radio to reach his listeners. He hosted a radio show in Memphis called The Shadow of the Cross. The program gave messages of unity and inspiration to Black people in the South. When the Franklins moved to Buffalo, New York in 1944, C.L. hosted another show called Voice of Friendship. It featured gospel music and C.L.'s sermons. Reverend Franklin quickly became a well-known and trusted voice in Black America. In 1946, C.L. became minister at Detroit's New Bethel Baptist Church. Aretha was 4 years old when her family moved to Michigan. Like C.L. and Barbara, many New Bethel churchgoers also came from poor Black families in the South who had moved north looking for a better life. They admired Reverend Franklin for having found success in Detroit, far from the farms of his childhood. People came to Detroit looking for jobs, but they also came for the music. New Bethel Baptist Church was on Hastings Street, the center of Detroit's Black culture. All along the boulevard, churches stood alongside music clubs. Joe's Record Shop sold the latest jazz and blues albums, as well as recordings of C.L.'s sermons. The Great Migration. Between the years 1916 and 1970, more than 6 million African Americans moved from the American South to the industrial cities of the North, Midwest, and West. When the United States entered World War I in 1917, there were factory jobs available in many northern cities, while the South remained mostly rural farmland. And as agricultural technology improved, machines took over many of the southern farm jobs previously done by people. Life in the South was difficult. Segregation, the physical separation of Black people and white people, was still legal there. So Black Southerners left on buses, trains, boats, even horse-drawn carts. They established centers of Black culture in famous neighborhoods, like Harlem in New York City and Hastings Street in Detroit. In 1900, 90% of African Americans lived in the South. By 1970, less than half lived there. People who sang in the jazz and blues clubs on Friday and Saturday nights might also sing religious gospel music in church on Sunday mornings. The different types of music influenced one another, and not every preacher thought that was a good idea. But C.L. believed that all good music came from God. He went to the clubs on Hastings Street and made friends with the musicians. On Sundays, they'd come to hear him preach at New Bethel. He became known as the Jazz Preacher. Blues, Jazz, and R&B. Blues music has its roots in the work songs of Black slaves. It expressed their everyday joys and sorrows and used some of the same rhythms as gospel music. As Black people left the South, blues music took root in cities like Memphis, Chicago, and Detroit. Jazz music developed as a mixture of Black and white folk music at about the same time as the blues. It featured an irregular beat with improvised, unplanned melodies. Blues and jazz mixed together and helped give rise to R&B, or rhythm and blues, in the 1940s. The Franklin children grew up in the church, learning from their father's sermons and singing hymns along with the church choir. Aretha was a shy girl, and she looked up to the gospel singers. Maybe she'd grow up to be just like them. One day, at a funeral service, one of C.L.'s good friends, Clara Ward, was singing the hymn Peace in the Valley. Clara Ward was one of the most respected gospel singers in the country. During the song, Clara became so overcome with passion that she took off her church hat and threw it to the ground. She was communicating the emotion of the song with her voice and her whole body. When Aretha saw
Sample complete. Ready to continue?